Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Monday, January 29th, 2024. This is my pre-market report. Is it astonishing to you how we call these things before they happen? If you recall, literally the day that we started bombing Yemen, I said in my morning video that an attack on Yemen was imminent, and then bam! The United States and its coalition partners hit Yemen. Now, you and I have been talking about why, specifically why, the United States has a bomb site right over Iran. Again, before anybody else, this is just a no-brainer because this is their old playbook. What they're doing here clearly is dusting off the old playbook because it works every single time, and that's what they're doing, making a case to attack Iran, and nothing is what it appears to be. You know exactly what this is all about. See, the American people, the people of the world don't know what's going on here, okay? It's as clear as day to me, and it should be as clear as day to you. We've covered this at length. As a matter of fact, 5 days ago, I said, watch for an attack on Iran, which hasn't happened yet. Directly, it will. Iraq got hit. I said, Iran is next. Clearly, what's going on here is this is meant to send a message to the BRICS nations. Do not threaten the petrodollar. People, Iran, a founding member of OPEC, is a now, I think it was the third or the fourth of this month here, has now aligned themselves with the BRICS nations. This is a direct threat to the petrodollar. It would not be allowed to stand. They're going to kill as many people as they have to, and of course lie to as many people as they have to tell you what's really going on. This is a false flag of the highest order, only to get the American people to get back another war. Service members were killed, and three apparently, and dozens wounded. How did they not see this coming? How did they not see this coming? Of course they did. It's one of those things that they allow to happen so the American people can get all angry about it and start waving their flags like we said would happen. They're not done here. I mean, it's amazing to me. Look, you don't got to be like Nostradamus or have a crystal ball or anything to know what's going on here. You just have to know what their playbook is because they use the same one over and over and over and over again because it works. And we got members of Congress coming out of the woodwork talking about direct attacks on Iran. It's going to happen here. And did you see the U.S. 10-year yield this morning on the back of this? Bam! We have dropped exactly as you and I have expected it to do. It's not going to last. And the more bombs, the more missiles, the more people that die in the Middle East, the lower that's going to go. This is the Federal Reserve. You have to understand, the enforcement arm of the Federal Reserve. People, look this up for yourself if you don't believe me. If you understand the petrodollar, then you get what's happening here. It's unbelievable. Nobody has a clue. Nobody at all. Again, what we're seeing here is a political message from the Federal Reserve being enforced by the U.S. military and its so-called coalition partners, none of which is a BRICS nation, to send a message to the BRICS nations. Stop. Stop or we're going to blow you guys, everyone, off the face of the world. That's what this is all about, defending the petrodollar, which is dying. You all know that. Do you think they're going to allow this to happen? Really? Unbelievable, man. So another false flag. And another thing, too. We covered here in this blog how more than likely, again, this is a presidential selection year. The illusion of the market, the illusion of safety here in the United States must be maintained. So no false flag event here, because again, they blame the creature sitting behind the Resolute desk. Can't do that. Kill American service people overseas, of course, in the Middle East. Like they didn't see this coming. They didn't have some kind of radar advanced warning. Of course they did. Of course they did. Turned it all off, of course. So this can happen, of course. Allow it to happen so the American people can get behind yet another war. They're going to be dragged right into it, as they always are. The system is dying, okay? Forget about the banking system, which I have covered recently. The financial system, big problems here. Again, a perpetual black hole. And the banks are in major trouble. The financial system is in major trouble. The debt-based system is in a lot of trouble. So what, again, the Federal Reserve in collusion with other central banks who are hell-bent on keeping the debt-based economic model going here are dismantling the system. That's what you're seeing here to issue in their new system. They cannot allow the BRICS nations to survive. They're sending a message. This could lead, since they're already at war. I mean, they're trying to play this up again. Oh, I heard some imbecile this morning. It's kinetic. Oh, expect a kinetic action, a kinetic action. It's an intervention. It's a kinetic action. It's not war. Of course it's war. It's war. We are at war. And this war is going to get a lot bigger. Like we talked about, war in 24. Does this surprise a single one of you? I know for a fact that when all of you learned about the service people that died over there and how now we have our Congress people that they love us so much calling for direct attacks on Iran, you're laughing. You're laughing because we outlined this step by step by step. We called everything before it happened. Again, attacks in Yemen, imminent. Bam. Then they get hit. 5 days ago, I put out a video. I said, Iran's next. Bam, they're going to be next. Period. You know where this is going. It's unfreaking believable. Anyway, 10-year yield dropping, dollar a little stronger. So there's some fear in the market. But again, once Iran gets hit directly, and they will, you're going to see the 10-year yield fall. Let's see what the dollar does. You're going to get a knee-jerk higher in crude oil. Right now, crude isn't doing too much, which I'm surprised about. But again, you know where this is eventually going to go, period, the end. You got stock futures right now, relatively flat. Trading doesn't start for about an hour and 17 minutes from the time I am doing this video blog. Bitcoin hovering around 42,000, gold and silver catching a bid. That's where we stand with the market. But look, as I have outlined for all of you, as we have discussed over and over and over again, this mechanism here is going to push the stock market higher, a lot higher. I am still looking for opportunities to buy this market. All right. You all know that. I told you, get exposure to tech here. Tech in 24 for my Lions. Do your own research on this, but my perspective is tech is going much higher. That's why I started loading up on JEPQ last year. You all know that. We heard from the Biden administration, the freak show, okay, how hundreds of billions of dollars are going to be pumped into the tech sector here. You think that's not positive for tech here? Of course it is. This is a backdoor way for the Federal Reserve to prop up tech, okay? Where does all these, where does this cash come from? Where does the cash, where does the creature, you know, our illustrious, beautiful man of a president, get hundreds of billions of dollars to pump into the tech sector? Where does he get that from? Does he just have it on a stash? Oh, hey, you know, now it's time to do that? No, he's doing this at the behest of the Federal Reserve, okay, who also buys stocks themselves. They buy the debt market, as you all know. This is how they keep the system rigged to the highest possible. People, look, we got this covered, man. War, expanding war. You think this is not going to have to pull untold amounts of cash into the now from the future, which of course is massively inflationary, but you're not supposed to know that either. Oh no. And of course that's going to be stock market positive. It's amazing. It's an incredible situation what we're witnessing. But what else would you expect? Presidential selection year, the illusion of the market must be maintained. They're going to prop this up. They're going to prop up crude oil. They're going to expand war. They're going to sell you another war. If they have to throw another false flag at you because killing three service members was not enough, wounding dozens more was not enough, or at least this is what's being reported, they'll do something else here, and it will be allowed to happen. So let me ask, I mean, seriously. So this happened. Why is it that, I don't know, whoever's in command of the base over there didn't expect this? They're in a war zone, okay, in Jordan. Hello? I tell you, the American people are so dumbed down. The people of the world have been so dumbed down, they can't see this stuff. But for you and me, it's crystal clear. Crystal clear what's going on here. And again, don't lose sight of the facts of what this actually is all about. This is a message being sent to the BRICS nations. Don't threaten the petrodollar or you're all going to die. We're all going to die. They will sacrifice half of the world's population. Half. At least maybe three quarters of the world population just to keep The petrodollar supported to keep the U.S. dollar as the world reserve. The U.S. and its coalition partners, again, not one, a BRICS nation. You think that's just by coincidence, too? I know you don't believe in coincidences, none of those people. You and I sincerely have nailed this to the wall. Watch what's going to happen here on. You're going to hear more of this being flashed across every single mainstream media outlet. U.S. troops killed. U.S. troops killed. U.S. troops killed. They're going to try to get the American people's blood to boil. Then they're going to start showing you photographs of, we hate America. America must die. Kill America. And then they're going to get everyone to back it again. And then there is their green light to light up the Middle East is what they're looking to do here, quite obviously. And again, as a message to the BRICS nations here, don't mess with you. Saudi Arabia now a member of the BRICS. We'll never hit Saudi Arabia. You know that. That just ain't going to happen. But we'll hit Iran, of course. It's just so freaking obvious to me, people. It's unbelievable. But again, you and I called it. We call it all before it happens. I'm happy to say that. Look, honestly, it's just too simple. It's too simple to know what's going on because they're using their oldest playbook that they can possibly find, because it works over and over again to drag the people into yet another war, and the people are being distracted and deceived on a grand scale. Imagine if people really knew what this is all about. No. They'll never be allowed to know that. I can't believe this video blog is still allowed to be here, because it's like, I'm not psychic. We're not psychic. We're no psychic. Honestly, we just know that what's going on. It's just too easy. All right, look, that's going to be it for now, people. I hope you got something out of this video. I'm going to ask you to share it, please. Thumbs up are required. I will see all of you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for the live stream, and we'll cover everything then. Look, watch what they're going to do. Keep your eyes on the mainstream media. U.S. troops killed, U.S. troops killed, U.S. troops killed. And you're going to hear more from Congress, attack Iran, hit Iran. Loveland and caring representatives who know exactly what's going on. They can't tell you this. None of them can. No one running for president can tell you what's going on. They won't do it. They won't do it. Can't do it because they're part of the problem too. All right. Love you all. See you later.